Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. There's a scene near the end of the movie Field of Dreams in which Ray Kinsella gets kind of worked up because his new friend, Terrence Mann, is invited to go with the other ball players out into their secret place out in the cornfield. But he is not. And Ray says, "Wait a minute. Why him? I built this field. You wouldn't be here if it weren't for me. I want to know what's out there. I want to see it." But Shoeless Joe Jackson says to him, "But you're not invited." And Ray responds, "Not invited? What do you mean I'm not invited? That's my corn out there. You guys are guests in my corn. It's not fun to be not invited to something, is it? In fact, it can be downright frustrating and hurtful, sometimes even infuriating, when others are invited to go to the party or to be a part of the team, or to apply for the higher paid position, and you are not. Feelings are hurt and tensions created." Such was the situation for all of the people groups who encountered the Israelites for hundreds and hundreds of years. They were always on the outside looking in. They were never under the impression that they were invited to be a part of God's people. But rather, they were always considered to be and were even labeled as unclean by the Israelites. So much were they not invited to be a part of God's chosen people that they were actually to be exterminated from the land of Canaan, the land which God had promised and prepared for his people Israel when the children of Israel finally came into the promised land and made it their home. All of which makes the event that we are remembering and that we are celebrating today so significant. Because you see, the Epiphany event, that event of the Magi, who were all Gentiles, coming from this foreign land in the east, coming all the way to Judea to worship and to pay homage to Jesus, demonstrates that the gift of Jesus and the gift of God's love and forgiveness and salvation that were in Jesus were intended for and opened to all people, not just the children of Israel. And how does the visit of the Magi show all that? Because they were invited by God himself. Like the shepherds on the night of Jesus' birth, these wise men, if you will, had received a handmade, one-of-a-kind, special invitation to come and see the newborn Savior who had been sent by God. Whereas the shepherd's invitation came by way of an angel, the Magi received their invitation by way of a star. One put up in the night sky, especially for them, to tell them of Christ's birth and to guide them to where he lay. It would have never occurred to Joseph and Mary to send out birth announcements to Gentiles living in foreign countries, or even to Gentiles living in their own country, for that matter, because they themselves were Jews. They didn't associate with Gentiles. More than that, this son of theirs was the long-awaited and promised Jewish Messiah. In fact, the angel of the Lord who appeared to Joseph told him that he was to name his son Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. Jesus himself would later tell a Canaanite woman that he was sent only for the lost sheep of Israel. And so this invitation to the Gentile Magi came as quite a surprise to everyone and would continue to be a source of confusion and misunderstanding for years to come. It wasn't really until Jesus commissioned his disciples to go and make disciples of all nations, and then gave them the power through the Holy Spirit who was given to them in Pentecost, that they were able to actually follow through on that commission. It wasn't until all that happened that finally became evident that God really had intended all along to include the Gentiles in his salvation. St. Paul wrote in our epistle reading this morning from Ephesians, he said, "This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and shares together in the promise in Christ Jesus." And although that was demonstrated by God through his invitation to the Magi to come and worship his incarnate son Jesus, it wasn't until Jesus had suffered and died and had risen again that it became understood that his forgiveness and his salvation were for all people. Paul said in Romans that the death Christ died, he died once for all. And Peter echoed this thought by stating in his epistle, one of his epistles, that Christ died for sins once for all. And if you remember, Jesus told Nicodemus, the Pharisee, that night under the cover of darkness, that God loved the world so much that he sent his son to save the world, to save all who would believe in him, who would believe in him as their savior. The star in the east put there to invite and to guide the Magi to Jesus showed that the door was open for everyone to come and worship Jesus. And that door is still open today to everyone to come and worship him. It's open to young and to old, to rich and to poor, to Republican and to Democrat, to male and female and transgender too. It's open to blacks and whites and Asians and Hispanics and folks from the Middle East. It's open to Christians and Muslims and Buddhists and atheists. It's open to citizens and illegal aliens. It's open to those who embrace the law and those who break the law. It's open to tyrants and terrorists and troublemakers too. Christ Jesus died on the cross for all of them, for all of us, that we might receive the forgiveness of our sins. His death and resurrection was for all people. Because as he said, God so loved the world. Through Jesus, we have all been invited to come to God, to bow down before him, to repent of our sins, and to worship him. And thus, we know that anyone who rejects God and who rejects his salvation in Jesus will not be damned to hell because they weren't invited, but rather they will be damned to eternal suffering because they rejected God's invitation to come and to worship his one and only Son. Let no one ever say that they are not welcome and that they have not been invited into God's kingdom. The visit of the Magi and the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ tell us otherwise. May we thus respond to God's invitation every day by worshiping his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. To God and God alone be the glory. Amen.